With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Since the day it opened last year, the Central Coast Veterans Cemetery has been a cemetery that lacked in-ground burials. Right now, it only has space for cremated remains. But that will change with a new infusion of funds. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Cliff Gwynn opens the door to his marina home.
Nice to meet you, sir.
My pleasure.
At 72, he still stands as straight as a flagpole in his front yard where he flies the stars and stripes. That plus his perfectly manicured yard and fresh-pressed shirt immediately tells you this guy is ex-military. 20 years, Army soldier.
It was a million-dollar, life-changing experience that I wouldn't give you a nickel for.
It was a big part of his life. Even though he's retired, Gwynn still thinks of himself as a soldier. So he doesn't want to be buried in any cemetery. He wants to be buried with his buddies.
Because I know I'm going to be with my fellow soldiers of all services. And all these patriots gave their lives. And to me, that's important.
It's also important for him and his wife to be buried close to home. And that's an issue, because right now the Central Coast Veterans Cemetery on the former Fort Ord can only accommodate cremated remains in niches. And some veterans, like Gwynn, want in-ground full burials.
We hear from them fairly regularly.
Rich Garza is with the Central Coast Veterans Cemetery Foundation, which raises money for the state-run cemetery. He sits in a conference room in the Veterans Transition Center among pictures of fighter jets and carved wooden eagles. He says a lot of people who call want to be buried for religious reasons.
There's a Jewish population that feels very strongly. There are Muslim veterans. There are Orthodox Christian veterans, Eastern Orthodox, and still some conservative Catholics who just will not be cremated.
They may soon get their wish. The recently passed state budget includes $1.5 million for the cemetery. That plus local donations opens the door for $3 million in federal dollars. If all that money comes through, it will be enough to complete the next phase of the cemetery, which includes burial plots.
It makes it a full-service cemetery, and in many respects provides the momentum for the completion.
If everything falls into place, Garza says this new part of the cemetery could be opened in the next 5 years. On a Sunday afternoon, Candace Ingram stands near the cremation niches at the Central Coast Veterans Cemetery. She also works for the foundation. In the distance is an undeveloped area of coastal oaks and tall grass. She says the burial plots will be designed to honor that environment.
To the extent possible, there will be preservation of the trees that you see here. There will be replanting of drought-tolerant plants as there are right now out here.
No acres of grass, no rows of white crosses.
This is not Arlington. This is not going to be a grassy area. This is going to be more in line with the environment that we all know and the natural environment here.
A place veteran Cliff Gwynn can see as his final resting place.
The sound of the taps, the folding of the flag, the patriotism involved. Because the Army was not for yourself. The Army is for your team. And that's why I want to be buried with my teammates, my brothers.
By the time all phases are complete, there'll be room for more than 70,000 soldiers and their spouses. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.